Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're going to start with an organ, guitar, drums trio. The song, well, Lloyd Price is the clue. He wrote it, he sang it, and it became his nickname, and it gave him a UK top tenor, and it got to number three in the USA. But all that means nothing if you don't know Lloyd Price to start with. Let's do the Lloyd Price bit first. Personality was his song, and he became Mr. Personality as a result. And there is a connection here, as the organist, Big John Patton, was Lloyd Price's pianist for 5 years in the 50s. The leader on this Blue Note recording is guitarist Grant Green and the drummer Ben Dixon. Recorded Feb 63, but, and it's a very big but, not released, which is bizarre. It's a fabulous collection of bluesy songs, and Grant Green was one of Blue Note's faves at the time. He'd released no less than 13 Blue Note LPs over the preceding 2 years as a leader and countless more as a sideman, and he hadn't fallen out with Blue Note, as they continued to release his albums at the same rate over the next 3 to 4 years. But this was not one of them, strangely. Eventually, it came out as a CD in 1999. 36 years later, Rudy Van Gelder was the recording engineer, and Alfred Lion, Mr. Blue Note, produced the recording session. Well, it came out eventually. Let's have a vocal.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come and be, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you've seen that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you've seen that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're. Till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you've seen that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine.
Another Blue Note album recorded in Paris at La Cigale, May 2011. Stacey Kent is the singer. Her husband, Jim Tomlinson, does all the arranging, produced the album, and still found time to play tenor. Graham Harvey was the pianist, Jeremy Brown bass, and Matt Skelton drums. The album's called Dreamer in Concert, and I can recommend it without hesitation. Stacey sings in French, admirable French, on two of the songs, to the audience's delight. And we're going to stay in Paris for this next number.
Thank you.
Had a more inappropriate nickname than Eli Lucky Thompson, a really gifted player. He had a tough childhood. He had to help raise his siblings after his mother died when he was very young. He was a swing-era tenor man, but adapted easily to bebop. But his own way, rather than just copying Charlie Parker. He played in many of the best big bands, Lionel Hampton, Basie, Kenton, recorded with Diz and Bird and Miles, and then became disillusioned with the jazz business and relocated to Europe. His wife died in 63 when he briefly came back from France, but in the mid-70s had quit the music business completely and lived as a hermit in the woods. He died in 2005 in an assisted living facility. So why call him Lucky? That stemmed from a second-hand jumper that his father bought for him with the word Lucky emblazoned across the front. That was his own compo, scratching the surface. Marshall Solal, piano, Peter Trunk, bass, Kenny Clark, drums. Recorded in the spring of 61 in Paris. But these recordings were again not released until 1997. This album is called Lord, Lord, Am I Ever Going to Know? And talking of Kenton... Yes, I know. We've heard Billy Strayhorns take the A train a million times before, but thought that Ray Starling-arranged version worth a play from a live Stan Kenton Orchestra concert at the Moonlight Gardens, Coney Island Park, Cincinnati, Ohio, June 61. This is the Mellophonium version of the Kenton Band, the full big band plus the Mellophonia or Mellophoniums of Dwight Garver, Gene Roland, Carl Saunders and Keith LaMotte. And the concert was recorded because it was also a radio broadcast. Next, the title song of a Smoke Sessions album called Groovewise. Well, Groovewise intro. I'll explain later. Recorded live at the Smoke Jazz Club, New York City, September 2013. The album is called Groovewise, and that's the last track on the CD. We've just heard the penultimate track, though, called Groovewise, the intro, and yet it goes straight into the last track. Odd. So I faded out the intro, or it would have been a very abrupt ending. The leader and composer of Groovewise is pianist Eric Reed. Ben Williams is on bass, Gregory Hutchinson drums. Tenor man Seamus Blake is on all the other numbers. Here's a first for us. The liner notes tell us that Reed plays Yamaha pianos and keyboards exclusively, and also tells us what the other musos use, down to the drumsticks, the amps, the microphones, the mouthpieces, the reeds. But it also says Eric Reed wears Claude Bernard watches. What next, I wonder? Well, next for us is a fabulous bass intro by a 17-year-old. Leader of this group was born Edmund Gregory, but after converting to Islam, he became Saab Shihab, another hugely talented muso who became disillusioned with the US jazz scene of the day being back in 61, and he also relocated to Europe, but originally in the US. 10 years with the Fletcher Henderson Band, Shihab then met the Beboppers, Monk, Blakey and Tad Dameron, and made many records with them as a sideman before his departure to Europe. This was from a gig at the fabulous Café Montmartre in Copenhagen, October 63. Shihab on flute there, baritone, soprano and alto, his original instrument of choice on other tracks. Alan Baczynski is on flugelhorn, Ola Molin guitar, NHOP no less on bass, a 17-year-old as I mentioned earlier, Alex Reel and Bjarn Rostvold on drums. Sorry I had to fade that one out. It's a very, very long track, and I did so just before a terrific NHOP solo. Stupid boy. It was called 4070 Blues, written by Saab Shihab. The composers on this next album are J.S. Bach, Mozart, Brahms, Schubert, Puccini, Chopin, and here, Tchaikovsky.
Thank you.
this album, pianist Ted Rosenthal did all the arrangements on themes from the classics. That was Tchaikovsky's theme from Symphony No. 5, Second Movement, adapted into a jazz groove, as Rosenthal says, in these copious liner notes. He goes on to say that this Symphony No. 5 inspired bebop, as the melody's phrasing nods to the Sonny Rollins song Pent Up House. Bit of a leap of logic there, I think. Recorded 2010 for Playscape Records, with Noriko Ueda bass and Quincy Davis drums. It's our Ellingtonian slot next. That's from the very first LP that Johnny Hodges recorded after he left the Ellington Band in 51, just days after he left, in fact. And as we know, he was to return to the Ellington fold in August 55. This LP is called Castle Rock. Hodges had left the Duke with two other Ellingtonians. The majestic Lawrence Brown is here on trombone. Drummer Sonny Greer is replaced for this song, Wham! As in, the song's called Wham! Not Greer was replaced, Wham! The other musos are Emmett Berry, trumpet, Al Sears, tenor, Leroy Lovett on piano, Lloyd Trotman bass, and on Wham! Joe Marshall drums. Another vocal, a Beatles song.
Dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. this moment to arise. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. Moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly into the light. Dark black
night. Recorded at Giant Sound in New York City, May 89. That was Nancy Harrow. The Fresh Sound album is called The Beatles and Other Standards. 7 of the 12 tracks are Beatles, with 2 of the 7 being by George Harrison, Blackbird being one of Paul McCartney's compos. In a 2002 interview, McCartney explained that was about the civil rights struggle in the southern United States, Blackbird being symbolic. As far as I could tell, it was just Nancy and Sir Roland Hanna at the piano. Next, just the first song of a medley of 3. America the Beautiful, from a Verve album recorded in Rome, July 2004, and called Not In Our Name, as an anti-George W. Bush protest. It was released after Bush got re-elected in 2004, and the music is a mixture of protest songs and things like America the Beautiful. The other two songs, by the way, in this medley are Lift Every Voice and Sing and Skies of America. It's the 12-piece Liberation Music Orchestra, led by bassist Charlie Hayden and backed up by pianist Carla Blay, who played and did all the conducting and the arrangements. Michael Rodriguez on trumpet had the main solo. I've just bought this pre-owned CD, and it's signed by all the musos. Well, except Hayden and Blay. Matt Wilson was the drummer on America the Beautiful. He's the leader and drummer on this next one. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, arranged by Matt Wilson. He's on drums with Jeff Lederer on tenor, one of six instruments he plays on this album. Paul Sikivy on bass, recorded at Maggie's Farm in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where Palmetto Records record all of their music, May 2010, on a beautiful snowy day. Feeling a bit Christmassy now? Let's have another organ-based trio. Thank you. that was Move Groove, written by the leader and altoist Oliver Lake, with Jared Gold on the Hammond B3 and Jonathan Blake drums. Recorded in 2008, the album is called Baking It. It must be time I quoted from the liner notes, so here we go. Quote, Lake doesn't betray his innate exploratory bent in pursuit of pablum for profit. You can't get a chicken from a duck egg, Malcolm X told us, and Lake sounds more equivalent to a prickly and elegant black swan than like roosted poultry, unquote. The writer of these liner notes had obviously found the sherry bottle first. And we've just got time for our last one. It's Benny Carter with a song that he composed and arranged as part of his Harlem Renaissance Suite, recorded Feb 92 at the State Theatre, New Brunswick Cultural Centre. It's Benny Carter's big band plus the local Rutgers University Orchestra. So 17 jazz musos, 27 classical musos, and Benny on alto. Sunday Morning.
Thank you.
Huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn, for this stroll through the vinyl and CD sections of my collection, and hope you can rejoin me next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.